Okay. I'm going to start with an endgame position, which we've played through once before, but we'll recap it. Recording failure. It's white, has a king and a knight, and the king is on echo 1, and the knight is on golf 1.
Okay,
so that's king, echo 1, knight, golf 1. The black king is on echo 8, a bishop on foxtrot 8.
Right.
And black has two pawns, one on alpha 7, the other on hotel 7. And you'll be pleased to know I've got my board set up the right time and I'm not doing mirror image analysis this time.
Well, that was quite funny. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, just to recap in case, king, echo 1, knight, golf 1, white, and then black, king, echo 8, bishop next to it, foxtrot 8, pawns, alpha 7, hotel 7. This is a very simplified position. It's extremely unlikely this would happen in the game. The white king and the white knight would be more active should this endgame arise. Similarly, the black king and bishop. But it's just to demonstrate the particular strategy which white can attempt to try and get a draw out of this game. Clearly, with two outside passed pawns, if white attempts to try and gang up on one of them with king and knight, suppose the white king and knight attempt to gang up on black's hotel pawn, then there is absolutely nothing to stop the alpha pawn from running down the board. Similarly, if the white king and knight head for the queen side to attack the alpha pawn, then nothing stops the hotel pawn. So something should become apparent immediately, and that is that the white forces are going to be split. Black will attempt to start advancing one of the pawns, which will force either the white knight or the white king to head off in that direction if it's the alpha pawn. That means the white pieces can never coordinate to win one of the pawns unless black is very careless. Now, there is a hidden trap in here for black, in as much as black is not going to attempt to queen both pawns. Just promoting one of the pawns will do, but, well, let's see what's happened. Let's go over it again. So we'll have white to play. Might as well go knight, foxtrot 3, as good as any. And the black king should start moving, I think, towards the centre to begin with. And as good a square as any is king echo 7.
And that doesn't block the movement.
It does, but the king's coming forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. White might as well play king echo 2. Black now has got to be careful. Note if king echo 6. Unfortunately, knight golf five check.
Losing a pawn.
And the pawn or hotel 7 is lost. So black's not going to be involved with any of that. He's going to play king foxtrot 6. So the king is well placed. It's preventing the knight from coming to the fifth rank. Incidentally, had white played previously knight golf 5 to kick the pawn. To attack the pawn, the pawn could just move forward and keep attacking the knight. It can either go hotel 6 or 5. Okay, so black's played king foxtrot 6. White's got to make a decision. Might as well play king. Well, it doesn't really matter. King echo 3 will do. And now black decides it's about time to start making a move over on the queen side and can go alpha 5. Now, the white king can run across to perhaps win this. Well, the white king and knight definitely can't run across, because in case you don't know, a pawn sitting on its own rank can promote in 5 moves. So if the White King wanders across to the Alpha File, the White Knight wanders across there. In the meantime, the Hotel Pawn will have already got to the fourth rank, or even the third rank, as far as White is concerned. It only takes five consecutive moves to Queen to promote a pawn. So White has got to make a decision which piece is going to attempt to defend the alpha pawn from queening, and the piece to defend with is going to be the knight. The White King decides he's going to stay to try and stop the hotel pawn from queening, and the White Knight is going to do the job over on the queen side. Now, there are two very careless moves for White here. If White plays knight delta 4, what should Black reply?
Bishop Johnny 5.
Correct. Pinning the knight to the king. And then, irrespective of what White does next move with his king, Black just takes the knight, and we have a passed pawn on both books files. One of them will queen by force. The king cannot go two ways at once. Similarly, if White tries knight delta 2, what happens then?
Bishop hotel 6.
Bishop hotel 6 is check, and it's the same story. Bishop trades for knight. Favourable. It's a one ending. Very simple. So White can either go forward with knight echo 5 or come backwards with knight echo 1. And I'm going to choose knight echo 1. And the reason for that is because the next move is going to be knight to Charlie 2.
Knight to Charlie. Black King on Foxtrot 6.
That's correct. Black King on Foxtrot 6. The White Knight is... Oh, sorry, I couldn't go Knight Echo 5. Yes, you can take that. It's not protected, is it? Yeah. Careless, that. No, the idea of the Knight going to Foxtrot 3 was to end up on Charlie 2, where it cannot be attacked by the Black Bishop, and the Knight is also covering the promotion square of Alpha 1. And that's White's first attempt to save the game. Okay. Black does not get careless now. Black just has to sit there on the queen side. Now that the knight has indicated it's going to move over to the queen side, the Black King can make progress. And I think King Foxtrot 5 is the simplest move. White should not permit the Black King to get to Golf 4, so White now plays King Foxtrot 3.
Opposition.
The opposition, yep. Black can now spend a few moves, and I suggest he should try, the Black Bishop should go to Delta 6, which stops the White King from accessing the Golf 3 square. At the right point now, Black is going to advance the hotel pawn. The White King, if it's going to stop it, have to retreat to at least Golf 2. Golf 3 is not available with the Black Bishop sitting on Delta 6. And the White King is getting pushed into a more defensive role. So, White plays Bishop Delta 6. Sorry, Black plays Bishop Delta 6. And White carries on with Knight Charlie 2. Knight being prepared to try and stop the alpha pawn from queening. Black might as well carry on with pawn alpha 4. It doesn't do any harm. And now it leaves White to make a move. If the White Knight moves to alpha 1, then the black pawn could advance to alpha 3, followed by alpha 2. And that would be very dangerous for White. So the White Knight is advised to just sit on Charlie 2 for a while and leave Black to decide whether or not to push the alpha pawn. So the White Knight's on Charlie 2. The White King can't go forward. It must retreat with King Golf 2. Now, black is at a crossroads, and I'm going to show you what not to do first. Black's going to try and do something with the hotel pawn, and we'll work out why it isn't the best later. Black plays King Golf 4, coming in with the opposition again. Again, further restricting the white king. Note, the white king cannot come to hotel 3 or hotel 2, so white just retreats King Hotel 1. Okay. Black now gets on with the advance with hotel pawn, hotel 5. The black king could have come in further, but for the time being, we'll just let white defend with weakness king moves. White plays king, golf 2. Black advances with pawn, hotel 4. White plays king, hotel 1 again. Black plays pawn.
Hotel 3.
Hotel 3. This might actually be potentially... Okay, yeah, it's okay, yeah. Pawn, hotel 3, good as any, yeah. Further restricting the white king. White king goes king, golf 1. Black plays the advance of the pawn even further. Pawn, hotel 2, check. The king now wanders to, or is forced into the corner, king, hotel 1. Black comes in with, let's say, king, golf 3. And now the white knight has to move. The white knight has no choice. If it retreats back over to the king side, then the alpha pawn will get past alpha 3 to alpha 2. So white can try instead knight alpha 1. Black plays pawn alpha 3. Black brings the knight out. It could go to Bravo 3 or Charlie 2, it doesn't matter. The knight goes to Charlie 2. Black plays pawn alpha 2. The white knight comes into the corner.
Alpha 1.
To knight alpha 1. And now black proceeds with the apparent master plan of going bishop echo 5 onto the long diagonal.
This
attacks the knight. The knight must give way. It moves to Charlie 2 again. And this is where the greed factor gets to black. Black decides, not only am I going to have a queen with my hotel pawn, but I'm going to win a piece into the bargain. Black plays pawn, alpha 1, promotes to a queen. And this is the blunder, a serious blunder, as we shall see. White has no choice but to play knight, takes the newly promoted queen on alpha 1. Black plays bishop takes alpha 1. And lo and behold, it's a stalemate. Let's assume a few moves earlier, black had not advanced the hotel pawn to hotel 2. Let's have the hotel pawn back on hotel 4 with the precise same position, with the bishop having won the knight. The bishop and alpha pawn could have won the knight no matter what on the queen side, whenever they wanted. But the point is that winning the knight for the alpha pawn is bad strategy. So, with the black bishop on alpha 1, white king on hotel 1, the black king is on golf 3. Replace the black pawn to hotel 4. Now, it's not immediate stalemate when black decides to win a piece on the queen side. It's white move. It has to be king golf 1. Tries to advance the pawn to hotel 3. The king goes to hotel 1. Might as well bring the bishop back into play, and I think Note, if bishop delta 4, that would be a mistake, because that would restrict the white king into stalemate. So the bishop instead comes back to echo 5. White king has only one move, king golf 1. If black moves till 2, the white king sits in the corner, occupies the promotion square, and then the white king is in potential stalemate again. The only way to release the stalemate is to move... Yes, let's play pawn hotel 2 check. Let's play the move pawn hotel 2 check. And the white king is forced into the corner to prevent promotion. So, it is stalemate on the white king, but it's black to move. The black king must move away from golf 3. If it goes to hotel 3, it has just still kept the stalemate. So, black tries king. If black goes king foxtrot 3, again it's stalemate. If black goes king foxtrot 2, these moves protect the hotel pawn by the bishop on echo 5, but again it's stalemate. So the black king has to do a little bit of walking around here, and it has to be a retreat with king golf 4. White plays the only legal move, king golf 2. Black tries king foxtrot 5. The retreat of this black king is to try and come round and squeeze in from the echo file. White plays king hotel 1. Black plays king del echo. That's echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
White plays king golf 2. Black plays king echo 3. Plays king hotel 1. And so far, black has made progress. Again, if king foxtrot 2, it's stalemate. So king echo 2. White plays king golf 2. And if the black king goes back to echo 3, it's a draw. If the white king comes to echo 1, white king comes back into the corner. And there's no way white can make progress. What we have is a classically drawn position where the black bishop does not control the promotion square. If the defending king can get to the promotion square and the attacking player is left with a rook's pawn and a bishop, and the bishop does not control the promotion square, which in this instance it does not, then the game is a draw. So, essentially, what we have had is black in the beginning position, and let's set up the beginning position again. Put pawn on hotel 7, black king on echo 8, black king on foxtrot 8, on pawn 7.
Okay, sorry, Paul, you're starting to break up again. Doing so well for
Not any better?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's go through the position again. White king is on echo 1. This is the starting position now. The white knight is on golf 1. The black king, echo 8. Bishop, foxtrot 8. Pawn, hotel 7, pawn, alpha 7.
Right. So
what we did previously, we advanced, black advanced the king into the king side, started with the advance of the alpha pawn, which deflected the white knight across to the queen side, whereupon black rather greedily decided to win the knight on the for the alpha pawn. And then black, to the horror of black, found that the hotel pawn and the bishop could not queen, because the bishop did not control the same colour square as the promotion square for the hotel pawn. So what that's saying is, if black wants to promote a pawn, it is going to have to be the alpha pawn, which is going to be supported by the king and the bishop, which means it is the hotel pawn which is going to be used to deflect one of the minor pieces, either the knight or the king, to stay on the king side to stop the household pawn, and then the concerted action of the black bishop, black king, and the advancing alpha pawn will either force the white knight out of the way, or at the last minute, as will be seen, if the white knight stays on the king side and the black king goes to the queen side, then at the critical point, the black king will run over into the king side and kick the white knight out of the way. And that's what we're going to see now. So, from the starting position, white might as well have the first move and goes knight foxtrot 3. King echo 7. White's king echo 2. King foxtrot 6. White king echo 3. Now, play pawn alpha 5 again. This means the knight has to come back to echo 1. We decided black plays king foxtrot 5. Plays Charlie 2.
Knight Charlie 2. Yeah.
Okay. Now it's black to play. Might as well go pawn hotel 5, as good as any for the time being. White plays king foxtrot 3. Now bishop delta 6 again. And this is a position we've had before. Both pawns on the fifth rank. The black bishop controls a vital diagonal, or a good space-gaining diagonal, into the white king side. And the white knight is ready to give itself up on the queen's pawn, if permitted. But black isn't going to get involved with this. I think it's black to play, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Is it white?
No, it's black.
It's black to play, I thought so. Pawn alpha 4. So now, the white king retreats again to golf 2. This time, black decides, okay, the white king could probably, if permitted, go king hotel 3, king hotel 4, and take the pawn on hotel 5. What black is planning is to move the king into the queen side to kick away the white knight from preventing the advance of the alpha pawn. So black is prepared to use the hotel pawn as bait to keep the white king on the king side. And so it's black to move. Black goes king echo 4. The white knight is beginning to look a little uncomfortable here. We might as well watch white doing the greedy idea of going for the hotel pawn and playing king hotel 3. It's not a particularly good idea, but now, is that a safe move? Yes, it is. Black can play king delta 3. White hasn't got a check on bravo 4 because the bishop on delta 6 covers it. The white knight can go two ways. It can go knight echo 1 check, but after king Charlie 3, the white knight has no sensible quick means of getting over to prevent the alpha pawn from queening. So after king delta 3, knight echo 1 check, black would play king Charlie 3, and the knight is denied access to the queen, so the alpha pawn will queen very quickly. So the white knight is forced into the corner. And now we have a very pretty move here for black. Can anyone see this? The white knight is now on alpha 1.
Bishop.
King to c3.
Oh, bishop to echo 5.
Yes.
They win. There's two good moves. Moves. The one I was really looking for was King Charlie 3. Bishop echo 5 will indeed win the knight because the only flight squares are Charlie 2 and Bravo 3, and they're both covered by the black king and the black alpha pawn respectively. So white is effectively losing a knight, and it isn't costing black the alpha pawn this time. The pretty move was King Charlie 3, though Bishop 5 also wins. The point about King Charlie 3 is, no matter what happens elsewhere on the board now, the Black King has reduced the White Knight on Alpha 1 to having no safe moves. It can't go Bravo 3, even if the Alpha Pawn wasn't there. So assume the Alpha Pawn wasn't there. King Bravo 3. Sorry, Bravo 3 and Charlie 2 are denied. The Black King can just literally march into the corner and take the White Knight for nothing. So there's a nice little interesting relationship about a knight in the corner and an attacking king. So that was that's how to proceed. There's maybe one last point of... No, I don't think there is, actually. That was even more efficient than the one I gave last week. So, essentially, the rule about promoting with bishop and pawn is that if you have a rook pawn and you hope to promote it, you need to ensure you have the bishop that covers the promotion square. And if it's just king and bishop and pawn against a lone white king, then it must be the alpha pawn to queen. And to give you a simplified idea, let's set up the position again. King on echo 8, bishop on fox 8, alpha 7, echo 1. This one,
you're breaking up again.
Thanks. So it's pawn on alpha 7.
Pawn on alpha 7. Black race. Black bishop, fox plus 8. That's all black's going to have this time. What is echo 1?
Echo 1.
So white king, echo 1. Black king, echo 8. Bishop, fox plus 8. Pawn, alpha 7. The alpha pawn... Queen's on the dark squares, and black has the dark squared bishop. So this will be by force. We'll give white the advantage of the move. King delta 2. Black king delta 7. White king Charlie 2. King 6.
Sorry, white king Charlie 2?
Yep. King now goes to Bravo 3. Both kings are just running to the queen side.
Okay, so black was Charlie 6, King Charlie 6.
Now black plays king to Bravo 5. So now white has a king on Bravo 3, black a king on Bravo 5, and the bishop and pawns are still unmoved. Okay, white plays king alpha 2, black gets on with the pawn with pawn alpha 5. White plays king alpha 1. Black decides, I'm not letting you have that square. Plays bishop, golf, 7, check. White plays king, alpha, that's check by the way, yeah, king alpha 2. Black comes in with king bravo 4. White now getting restricted. White is forced to play king bravo 1. Black advances the pawn further with pawn alpha 4. In the previous examples, when white was getting a draw over on the king's, the white king was able to sit on the promotion square. This time, black has total control of the promotion square. So white goes king alpha 2.
Black alpha 1.
No, that's alpha 1. It's covered by the bishop golf 7. That's the key player. The bishop is preventing the white king from sitting on the promotion square. Black now plays the pawn advance, pawn alpha 3. White king is only got one legal move, that's a retreat.
Bravo 1, no.
Now comes the winning idea for black. King bravo
3.
Yep. And the White King cannot step onto the Alpha file. Alpha 2 is covered by the Black King. Alpha 1 is covered by the Bishop on the long diagonal. The White King must give way with King Charlie 1.
And the pawn promotes.
Pawn Alpha 2. And there's the dramatic difference. When the defending king can sit on the promotion square, there's no way that by force the bishop, king and pawn can force the white king out of the defensive position of just going hotel 1, golf 2, hotel 1, golf 2. There's no way it can happen by force. But over on the opposite side of the board, when the promotion square can be controlled by the attacking bishop, at the critical point, when the pawn and king advance, the white king can no longer get to the alpha file. So the white king is forced out the way and the alpha queen. So the rule to remember is, if you see an endgame coming up where you have a pawn and a bishop being left, and you're hoping to win, make sure that the rook pawn and the bishop are of the favourable combination. That is, that the bishop controls the promotion square.
Shall we quickly open the microphone for questions, if anybody has questions?
Yeah.
How do you think a bishop compared to a knight in general? In thing. Do you think a bishop is usually more worth?
There are specific positions where the knight is better, vastly superior to a bishop. But you have to work hard to produce these. If you're talking about an early middle game, again, pawn structures are the important factor. If the pawn structure is dynamic and there's lots of flexibility for the player with the bishop, then bishop should be more favourable than the knight. If, however, the player with the knight early in the opening or middle game has managed to at least get some of the pawn fixed where they can't move at all, pawns locked in a chain, then knight will be much better placed than the bishop.
Yes.
But one small point, remember also, is that when a knight moves, it alternates its colour pattern. A knight on golf 1 at the beginning of the game can move to light square. And when it moves, it goes to either Echo 2, Foxtrot 3 or Hotel 3. It has to go to a different colour square. And then when it moves to a different colour square, it then controls a new set of different colour squares. It moves from a black square, a dark, to a light square, and then it controls dark squares. So the knight, when it moves, it has to alternate between colour squares, whereas the bishop can just slide up and down a diagonal and still control all the squares it controlled previously. A knight on golf 1 has control over the squares Hotel 3, Foxtrot 3 and Echo 2. As soon as it moves, say to Foxtrot 3, it loses control of the square Hotel 3, Echo 2. So that's an important factor for knights in an endgame. A knight cannot just sit there and play a move which effectively keeps the position the same, a bishop can up and down a diagonal by one square and still maintain complete control of any of the squares on that diagonal. Whereas a knight, when it moves, it automatically loses control of all the squares it's had previously. And that can make a big difference in preventing. There are whole opening systems where one player chooses to voluntarily give up bishop for knights. There's the queen's bishop attack, known as the Trompowski, where white's strategy is almost going from move one to try and take a black knight on foxtrot six. Now, very long way off. That exchange can occur on move three. As early as move three, it's possible for white to give the bishop for a knight. And from then on in, both players know what they're dealing with. Black is going to try and keep the pawn structure flexible, and white is going to try and keep the pawn structure inflexible, try and show that the knight can hop around in amongst the pawns, and prove the knight ultimately to be better, whereas it's black's to keep the pawns flexible, pawn movement flexible. And you can get very complex games, but I personally, I'm happy with the bishop and knight. Much of my tournaments, my chess board, my white repertoire involved being quite happy to give up bishop for a knight and play the middle game accordingly. So it's just a question of recognising the type of player you are. If you're quite happy with closed positions, then perhaps you might prefer to find opening systems whereby you keep both your knights. Whereas if you're an attacking player who likes the position to be open with good attacking prospects, then ideally you should be looking to perhaps keep the bishops, unless there's a very good tactical reason otherwise for letting the bishop go for a knight.
Okay, so there's no relevant questions to this position. Then perhaps we can go on to the game you would like to share with us.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be white. It's going to be an advanced French played in blind chess, which is an email competition. So each player has 24 hours for a move to think, if they wish, before a penalty counts. Okay, we are playing from white. It's one, echo four. White plays two, delta four. There are other systems, incidentally. White doesn't have to go pawn to four.
Sorry, white, what is black's
first move? Echo six. One, echo four, echo six. This is the French defense. White has a variety of second moves. Hello, somebody dropped out.
No, don't worry. We're just reducing noise here.
Okay, yep, that's fine. White could opt for a King's Indian setup and go on move two, pawn delta three. The idea is that white is going to put the King's Knight on foxtrot three, the Queen's Knight on delta two, play pawn golf three, bishop golf two, castle's king side, and then worry about the middle game later. It's not particularly ambitious. White's just content to have a nice, good, strong setup with no weaknesses and then play the middle game later without any immediate tactics occurring. Very difficult for Black to get any creative play immediately against the King's Indian attack setup for White. Instead, we're going to play two pawn delta four. White's happy to play the main lines, and Black plays delta 5 in reply. And since this is the advanced French, that move is constituted by White playing pawn echo 5 and locking the centre temporarily. The centre rarely remains locked permanently. At some point, Black will get about undermining these pawns with, say, pawn Charlie 5, with possibilities of white deciding to capture. And at some point later, pawn foxtrot 6 can be played by black. And again, the pawn centre is challenged. So it looks as if it's unchallengeable at the moment, but it's not. It's an illusion. White in the game plays for Charlie 3. Note again, I've mentioned this before, we've had 7 moves. Well, all right, 4.5, depending on how you want to count. But 7 moves have been played on the board, and it's all pawns so far. Oh, did I mention black played Charlie 5?
No.
No, I didn't think I had. Oh, dear. Okay.
Before white's Charlie 3.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. After white played 3, echo 5... I didn't read to the end of my braille line. Okay. Black plays 3, Charlie 5. So now black's played 3 pawn moves, white's played 3 pawn moves, and then white plays move 4, Charlie 3. So there have been 7 moves played. There is some tension in the pawn structure. Black's puts a little bit of a challenge on the centre, on the delta 4 pawn, and white decides to defend with the pawn. On the ground, says if black plays Charlie takes delta 4 at some point, white plays Charlie takes delta 4. Again, keeping the centre a little bit locked for a while. And the whole point of the advanced French defence from white's point of view is to leave black with slightly less space and not being able to put a knight on the foxtrot 6 square without having to put a little bit of a fight by moving the foxtrot pawn, and that in turn leaves a subtle weakness on the echo 6 pawn. It's not an immediate loss, having a backward pawn on the echo file, but it's just a little weakness in the position of which black has to be careful. White plays for Charlie 3, and black plays knight Charlie 6. That's the game move, knight Charlie 6. White plays knight foxtrot 3. And in the previous game, we examined, I think, black played bishop delta 7. And then got on with some other developments. But this time, black is going to be a little bit more aggressive and play queen bravo 6. So black has just played queen bravo 6. This is, again, putting some pressure on the dark squares.
I've lost the move just before queen bravo 6. What was that?
White played knight foxtrot 3.
Okay.
Move knight foxtrot 3. White should have pawns on echo 5, delta 4, Charlie 3. Up the long diagonal. The white knight on foxtrot 3 is supporting this dark squared pawn chain. And black is in turn deciding to start undermining and put some tension onto the dark square pawn chain, in particular the delta 4 pawn. The black knight, the black queen, and the black Charlie pawn are all tentatively looking at the white delta 4 pawn. They can't win it yet, but there are some lines where white can voluntarily give up the delta 4 pawn for lots of active play. And I would recommend to any black players thinking of taking up the French defence, and if they decide to start building pressure on this delta 4 pawn, be very aware that if you're permitted to win it, it's probably almost certainly a gambit in the opening. So be very careful about taking that delta 4 pawn, despite the fact you're challenging for it. There's a little opening called the Milner-Barry Gambit, in which white voluntarily lets the delta 4 pawn go and gets an awful loss of activity. And if black doesn't know what they're doing, they can have a lost position very quickly. Okay, the next game move. White decides to play on the queen side and play pawn alpha 3. This is a very strange looking move. It's not to control the square bravo 4. There's a much more subtle game going on here, in as much if white is left so to do, white will play pawn bravo 4. which is looking to play on the queen's side. Now, that's very paradoxical. White is trying to control the center, and black is looking to play actively on the queen's side, and yet it's white's plan, if left alone, to play pawn bravo 4 next move. The idea is that the white bishop will come to bravo 2, again reinforcing the pawn center up the long diagonal. It might appear that that bishop has no future on bravo 2, which is technically correct, but what white's saying is, I'm going to try and maintain this center for as long as I can, and the bishop on bravo 2 will just be a passive spectator for the early middle game, and in the meantime, all the other pieces will work around this cramping effect of the echo 5 pawn. And that's what White's strategy is in trying to expand on the queen side. So the game move is 6 alpha 3. Yet again, the French defense advanced variant seems to break all the rules of what you're told as a beginner. You know, you should just play one of the center pawns forward, bring out your pieces very quickly, get your king castled and into safety. And yet here we have White playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's move 6 and only one piece has been developed. And yet, I can assure you, the top grandmasters in the world play this system for White. So they know what they're doing. They know they can afford, in certain systems, to play 5 pawn moves out of 6 in the opening. Okay. So, White has just played pawn alpha 3. And I've been talking about White wanting to play pawn bravo 4. There are two moves with which Black can stop this. And the first one is pawn alpha 5, which again fights for control of the bravo 4 square. But that, in turn, really does give away the bravo 5 square for White. It doesn't look critical, but White will be able to make good use of that bravo 5 square, since with a pawn on Charlie 5 and a pawn on Alpha 5, the bravo 5 square can never be attacked by a pawn. It's swings and roundabouts. You win something, you lose something. Pawn Alpha 5 attempts to stop pawn bravo 4, which it does, because it gives away the bravo 5 square. Black didn't play pawn alpha 5. Black plays pawn Charlie 4. Again, locking up the queen side. And now we're into a totally new variation. Black's strategy is to play on the queen side with minor pieces and aim to put pressure on the light square. With black having pawns on the dark squares, the black pieces are looking to get activity on the light squares. And one idea involved in the opening for black is to play bishop delta 7, bring the Charlie 6 knight to alpha 5, and depending on how white has played, maybe put a knight in on bravo 3, and it's just locking up the queen side, and it's all very comfortable for black. Black doesn't have it all their own way on the queen side. There are means of stopping this plan, but it involves having to start playing riskily, and there are even some lines where white can voluntarily give up a pawn on the queen side for piece activity. And you get a very imbalanced game with tactics beginning to emerge quite quickly. So, black has just played Charlie 4, and yes, that's move 6. White gets on with simple development and plays knight bravo delta 2. This is the beginning of a possible plan of white wanting to push pawn bravo 3 and start to prise open the locked queen side, which will then give the, if black's careless, the Charlie 4 pawn will be lost. Black almost always captures on bravo 3 And white normally, well, white can actually, believe it or not, just leave the Bravo pawn, black Bravo pawn where it is for a few moves and get on with developments elsewhere. The Bravo pawn isn't going to run away. It can be rounded up much later. But that's a totally different system. White will not be looking to play pawn Bravo 3 immediately. White's just played knight Bravo Delta 2. And black again increases the pressure on the queen's side with knight alpha 5. Game move is knight alpha 5. So we're having a little bit of a fight on the light squares. In fact, pawn Bravo 3 might, I think it is a known pawn sacrifice, but I don't think it really gets white much, many real good prospects. In the early days, when moves like this are played, it takes players by surprise, and it takes black a good while to work out how to counter it. So black's played knight alpha 5, just trying to contain the queen side, and white is to play rook bella 1. Again, a very strange move, which is ignoring all the apparent... I say apparent good advice. It is good advice. Bring your pieces out early, get your king into safety, and worry about the middle game fight later. But white is setting up with rook bella 1, indicating that at some point, either pawn bravo 3 or pawn bravo 3, 4, either pawn bravo 3 or pawn bravo 4 are going to be played and go for queenside activity. It's just an option that white has in mind. Okay, white plays rook bravo 1, which incidentally also has the plan of protecting the bravo 2 pawn from attack by the black queen. Of course, Charlie 1 bishop does this at the moment, but if white is not thinking of playing actively on the queen side, the delta 2 knight can drop back at some point. Once the foxtrot 1 bishop has gone to echo 2, the delta 2 knight can drop back to foxtrot 1, perhaps come out to echo 3 or golf 3. I think echo 3 looks a little bit better. The white king then gets out of the way with castles, and then the white knight, the black white bishop on Charlie 1 is no longer tied down to defending the Bravo 2 pawn. So again, it's the principle of overprotection. The white rook on Bravo 1 is supporting the idea of a possible pawn push, depending on how black handles the position from here on in. And if white doesn't want to push pawn Bravo 3 or pawn Bravo 4, then the Charlie bishop is free to move out the way after the Delta 2 knight moves out the way. Okay, white's just played rook Bravo 1, and black plays bishop Delta 7. Game move, black bishop Delta 7. And this is all part of the plan of trying to potentially restrict on the queen side. If white plays pawn Bravo 3, there's possibilities of a few piece exchanges, and then bishop on delta 7 coming to alpha 4, which creates a little bit of a nasty potential pin if white, say, has a knight on Bravo 3. White is not looking for an immediate queen trade here. There are possibilities of white playing pawn Bravo 3 immediately. Black plays Charlie takes, white plays knight, delta takes, knight, black plays knight, delta takes, and white plays queen, Bravo takes. That would be a little bit of a strategic mistake, because again, another of the ideas of playing restricting, which the advanced French is to leave the defending player, the one with the lesser space, the problem of having to sort out what to do with minor pieces. And if you voluntarily open up the position and give black the option of trading off one minor piece and a queen, then the pressure is taken off. It will be much easier for black to enter the middle game with pieces on much more sensible squares. Whereas by keeping a cramping effect in the black position, black's got to be very careful on where the minor pieces go. Because once you're in a cramped position, you have to be more precise. The player with more piece activity, more space to play with, which is white, could start pushing pieces around on the king side, start getting a few king side pawns rolling, and threats will emerge that the cramped pieces cannot organize to stop in time. And that's, again, a lot very long-term underlying strategy of playing in closed positions with a slight spatial advantage, which white has. Black's just played the game move bishop down to 7, and white decides at last. It's not going to be a queenside pawn break, and instead the game move is bishop echo 2. White in the game plays bishop echo 2. And, well, white's initially set up some queenside activity, but black has played to prevent it, so white now just casually gets on with development elsewhere, bishop echo 2. And now black is at a crossroads and plays what might call a sensible move or a non-challenging move in the shape of bishop echo 7. The game move is bishop echo 7. Now either on this move or possibly the next move, black could play a very bold idea and play castle's queenside. The idea being that what black is going to play the king to Bravo 8 and the rook to Charlie 8 if white decides to start opening the queen side. And if white doesn't open the queen side, black can then start opening up and advancing on the king side. White is almost certainly going to have to, well, white can only castle king side, and if black were to castle queen side at any point, we would have the opposite wing attack, in which both players will be trying to open up the pawn structure in front of the opposing king as quickly as possible, and get as many minor and heavy pieces into the field of activity in front of the opposing king. So black could have played castle queenside, but didn't. Instead, postponed the decision with bishop echo 7. Black plays bishop echo 7 in the game, and it's now move 10. White just gets on for development, plays castle's kingside. Again, black could play castle's queenside after white's castle kingside. And again, we would have this opposite wing attack. White at some point would have to find some means of opening up the queen side. And the way to do it would be pawn Bravo 3. Black would almost certainly take Charlie takes Bravo 3. And then white doesn't capture immediately, but pushes pawn Charlie 4, temporarily giving up a pawn on Bravo 3 to dynamically open up the position. And that would be white's course of action had black castle's queen side here. Again, it's a very double-edged game. There will be lots of threats for both players to take into account, and it's a sort of imbalanced position. The higher-rated player is much more likely to find better plans in the position. So white has just played castle's king side, and now black doesn't castle queen side, but plays game move knight hotel 6. So black plays knight hotel 6, which is solving the problem of the awkward minor piece. Black is not going to be afraid of white moving the delta 2 knight out of the way. There's a possibility of bishop takes hotel 6 in the air, but black will be quite happy to castle king side, permit a possible bishop takes hotel 6. This looks pawn structure suicide in front of the black king, allowing doubled hotel pawns, which it is in one sense. But what black is saying is, I believe that by putting the king on hotel 8 and putting the rook on golf 8, there's going to be more than enough active compensation down the half-open golf file. And that black would put one rook on golf 8, one rook on foxtrot 8, perhaps bring the queen back, maybe delta 8 at some point, and black is going to try and invade the king side with all the pieces. So the hotel pawn, while strategically poor for the end game, The doubled hotel pawns would actually give black quite an active position for the middle game. Again, this is a very double-edged idea. White playing bishop takes a knight on hotel 6. Grandmasters have played this, and some have managed to win with it, and some have managed to lose with this. Again, it's just a position where the stronger player is likely to organise the position better and produce better prospects or punish the opponent's poor play. So, game move, black plays knight, hotel 6. White now comes up with a strange looking move, a fairly non-committal move. And plays pawn, hotel 3. It appears as if it wants to keep a knight out of golf 4. At some point, white is going to have to move the delta 2 knight, and that means if white plays rook echo 1, that would free the foxtrot square for the delta 2 knight, which allows the bishop Charlie 1 to enter the game somewhere, either echo 3 or foxtrot 4, or you can take on hotel 6, but again, I would prefer not to do that because I feel that's just giving black a good active plan unnecessarily. Now, the subtlety of pawn hotel 3 will be seen in a few moves' time, and it is not to restrict the hotel 6 knights coming to golf 4. So in the game, white plays pawn hotel 3, black plays castle's kingside, and now white has got to try and arrange some activity. The Charlie 4 pawn is being a little bit annoying for white, in as much as what he would really like to have the bishop on the Bravo 1 to hotel 7 diagonal. Now that black has castled kingside, this bishop would sit very well on delta 3. But it can't get to delta 3. It can, however, possibly get to Charlie 2, where it could line up and point into the black king side. And this is why white played the next move, the game move of queen echo 1. The queen moves off the light square. This apparently does absolutely nothing and restricts the foxtrot rook, foxtrot 1. But what white's planning is to retreat the bishop from echo 2 to delta 1, which incidentally possibly keeps an idea of putting the bishop on Charlie 2, putting the queen back on delta 1, and white's just spent one queen move, two bishop moves, a second queen move, four moves, and all that's happened is effectively picked up the bishop from echo 2 and put it on Charlie 2. But the big difference is now that white has increased the pressure of light squares on the queen side, so pawn Bravo 3 or pawn Bravo 4 become options to break open the queen side, which previously were unfavourable because white would have to lose permit the exchange of queens on the queen side. Whereas with this manoeuvre of queen echo 1, bishop delta 1, bishop Charlie 2, queen back to delta 2, which seems very laborious, but it does give white the option of pawn Bravo 3 to break open the queen side without queens being traded off. And that's all queen echo 1 was about. So, black plays in the game bishop alpha 4, which is again looking to play on the light squares on the queen side. White, black is now possibly threatening. Well, threatening is not. Black has the idea of possibly coming in to Bravo 3 with the knight. So that if there's a piece trade on Bravo 3, black recaptures with the bishop and keeps the pawn structure intact. Bear in mind that I didn't tell you at the beginning of the game, black's rating is about 1600, so black will be more than content to draw this game. So this is effectively a game where white is trying hard to achieve victory, and black is going to be essentially very happy with a draw. So white has just played queen echo 1, black has played bishop alpha 4, and white really doesn't have much choice now. Black can't be allowed all this activity over on the light square, so white decides to challenge for the light squares on the queen side and plays bishop delta 1. Unfortunately, now white hasn't got the plan of bishop Charlie 2 because there's nothing to protect this. So, in essence, the plan of bishop Charlie 2 and queen delta 1 has been stopped by black. But it was just a plan. It was an idea white had. And if black doesn't see the potential idea, then white would have had a nice arrangement. I'm not sure black plays the best move here now. I don't know if black could possibly play queen Charlie 6 here, which again intends to keep just the pressure on the light squares. Obviously, the bishops are opposed. Black must do something about the alpha 4 bishop. If white plays knight to black plays knight bravo 3, white could consider simply trading two pairs of minor pieces on bravo 3, or maybe just take once on bravo 3 with the knight. It's still not very clear. There's lots of play to do here. But black didn't. I think black could have either played queen Charlie 6 here, which at some point frees up the 7 pawn to start moving forward. If white doesn't get active on the king side, black could consider queen side activity as well, with advancing the bravo and alpha pawn once the queen and the knights are out of the way, and start to look to break with eventually pawn bravo 4. Black didn't play any of this. Black decided to trade pieces, which is possibly not the most accurate move. Again, this is one of the signs of a lower rated player trying to play the simpler move when sometimes the better move is the more complex move. Trading pieces is very easy, and it apparently removes lots of threats from the position, but it doesn't always achieve strategic aims. Sometimes you have to just let the tension mount and bite the bullet, but in this case black didn't. So black plays bishop takes delta 1 in the game, and white has no choice but to play queen takes delta 1. So what's happened so far? Black, who normally has piece congestion in the French defence, has managed to avoid this by developing a knight on the edge of the board, Hotel 6, managed to trade off the allegedly weak or poor bishop in the French defence structure. That is the bishop that sits on the same colours as the pawn chain. Black's pawn chain is on the light squares, and ideally, black would like to trade bishops, and that's occurred. And yet, strangely enough, black really hasn't made all that much progress. White still has quite good attacking options on the king side. Black has yet to decide whether the play is going to occur on the king side or the queen side. And I think white is subtly better here. I can't prove it with long analysis, but just that, you know, my experience with chess says that white has made a slight gain by paradoxically having black exchange the light squared bishops. And that's possibly because at some point in the future, if black's going to get any play, it has to be with a pawn foxtrot 6 break. Now this is going to leave the Echo 6 pawn without any defenders. Had black left the bishop or decided to leave the bishop back on delta 7, then black would have had a, albeit a passive defender, it would at least had a minor piece defending the pawn. It's just one of those awkward decisions to make. The long-term consequences of black playing pawn foxtrot 6 will be seen in this game. They're not necessarily automatically fatal, but they just create some possible counterplay, but along with creating some play for yourself, you also create weaknesses, and that's just one of the facts of chess life. So, white has played queen takes delta 1. Black decides that the queen on Bravo 6 has no future on that square and retreats it to Charlie 7. It is, that's quite a good regrouping move. The queen sits now on the second rank. It's no longer interested in pressure on the delta 4 pawn because the queen side has become closed with the pawn Charlie 4. Black is at some point going to challenge the head of the white pawn chain with foxtrot 6, so prepares this by putting the queen on Charlie 7. And also the queen on Charlie 7 is on the second rank, which might prove useful for swinging the queen across into the king side, either echo 7 or foxtrot 7, or depending on how the pawn structure is handled on the king side, even to golf 7, depending on how matters are done with the black kingside pawns. So the centre is blocked. Each player can afford to have a time of manoeuvring before the critical challenge is made in the centre by black and pawn foxtrot 6. So black plays queen Charlie 7 in the game. Now point of white playing pawn hotel 3 is revealed. It was not to keep the knight out of golf 4, it was to give the foxtrot 3 knight a retreat square. White in the game plays knight hotel 2. Now this looks a very strange move. The knight on foxtrot 3 was doing its job of supporting the cramping pawn chain. But what white is saying is, by retreating the knight to hotel 2, now the foxtrot 4 pawn is free to move to foxtrot 4. This then supports the pawn, and if need be, the knight on delta 2 can come back, can come across to foxtrot 3, which then liberates the Charlie 1 bishop to move. And if white really wants to get aggressive, white could perhaps consider putting the king on hotel 1, perhaps dropping the rook to Gustav 1, maybe lifting the queen off the second rank to echo 2, and then start looking for pawn golf 4. This is all very long term, but white has got to do something active on the king side. And the beginning of the king side activity is by retreating a piece. And pawn hotel 3 combined with knight hotel 2 is the means by which now white can start considering playing actively in the king side. And it also means, depending on how black handles the position, the white queen can now find a very active square on hotel 5. So white's got some attacking ideas here. Nothing concrete yet. Nothing's happening by force yet, but ideas for white are beginning to emerge on the king side. Now black plays a bit of a dubious move. Black commits with pawn foxtrot 6. It's all about timing. Personally, I wouldn't have played pawn foxtrot 6. On the grounds that black is planning foxtrot 6 anyway, it might be better to have the queenside pieces better placed for when the pawn move is, the challenging pawn move is played. I think knight Charlie 6 might have been better. And that could have been followed up by perhaps rook alpha echo 8. And if you really wanted to be careful, you could drop the bishop back to delta 8 first, so that when you next play pawn foxtrot 6, the echo 6 pawn is defended by the alpha 8 rook. So I think Black got the timing wrong here and went for the tension move one a few moves too early. The pieces should have been set up with Knight Charlie 6, Rook Alpha Echo Ace, and then if you want to be cautious, Bishop Delta 8, Foxtrot 6. Didn't play it. Black played Foxtrot 6 immediately. Now, White could just leave the tension in the centre, but then there comes a very subtle move. Remember, Black is quite content to achieve a draw in this game. If Black left the tension in the centre, White could sneak past with pawn. Sorry, Black could sneak past with pawn Foxtrot 5 and begin to close the kingside. And with the centre now completely closed, it becomes even more problematic for White to satisfactorily organise a pawn break to open matters up. If White's going to win this, there has to be dynamic pawn breaks somewhere. The king side has to open up. So in playing Foxtrot 6, Black could be playing a very subtle move, and if White declines to capture, Black then plays pawn Foxtrot 5. Well, you might well ask, well, if Black's happy to keep the king side, if Black wants the king side closed, why didn't Black play pawn Foxtrot 5 instead of pawn Foxtrot 6 and immediately say, okay, I'm going to play pawn Foxtrot 5, and if you don't take, I've got what I want. It's all a very subtle game of bluff. White doesn't know that Black would be happy with a blocked kingside. So if Black plays pawn Foxtrot 6 and White just gets careless and plays, say, pawn Foxtrot 4 or a queen move, queen echo 2, Black can then spend another tempo with pawn Foxtrot 5 to close the kingside, or attempt to make it more difficult for White to open the kingside up. So there's another subtlety in the French defence. Sometimes if you advance the pawn two squares, you give away your strategy by being prepared to spend a tempo in playing the pawn one square, apparently saying to White, I'm putting tension on your centre and I'm quite happy to have a big fight in the centre here. And if White does nothing about it, Black can then push past with Foxtrot 5. So White really doesn't want Black with the option of pawn Foxtrot 5. White doesn't want to have to struggle too hard to get this position to open up. So in the game move, White takes the pawn immediately. Pawn Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 6 is the game move. So now the centre is beginning to open up a little. Black has two possible recaptures. And I think, well, if Black were to play, Black actually has three captures. Pawn Golf takes Foxtrot 6 would be quite interesting, but you'd have to be aware of possibilities of tactics involving Knight takes Pawn Charlie 4, followed by Bishop on Charlie 1, now free to take the Hotel 6 Knights. And I think that would be very much in White's favour. Black can't too comfortably giving away pawns. There would be some activity down the golf file, but I think a pawn is a pawn there. Ultimately, White can fight back the kingside activity and remain a solid pawn up. So, golf takes Foxtrot 6 is not possible, yes. Taking with the rook is tempting. And trying to put the bishop on Delta 6 would be a good plan. Again, it would have been better for Black had the Alpha 5 Knight been on Charlie 6 when the centre begins to open up. Black might have had a dynamic pawn Echo 5 break at some point, which would yet again open up the centre further for the activity of the pieces. So Black hasn't quite timed it right. Black in the game plays Bishop takes Foxtrot 6. Okay. So White now gets on with the kingside activity. There are a variety of moves here. It's actually quite tempting to play pawn foxtrot 4, which would again keep the pawn echo 5 break for black under control. In fact, black would never be able to satisfactorily, it would be very difficult for black to push pawn echo 5. There would have to be some very strange tactics in the position if black were to be able to satisfactorily play pawn echo 5. So a good move, a fairly playable move here for white is pawn foxtrot 4. Again, playing patiently, white's saying, I've got space advantage, my piece is going to have a little bit more activity. And also with pawn foxtrot 4, the square echo 5 becomes a good outpost for a knight. It will almost certainly get traded off, but yet again, white will have that annoying space advantage of recapturing with a foxtrot pawn. White didn't in fact choose to play pawn foxtrot 4, but instead chose to go with side activity and play knight golf 4. So, yes again, there's nothing actually seriously happening here for white, but it is just giving black a few interesting questions to ask. Black hasn't made any really serious mistakes so far. I still think the pawn foxtrot slip timing was a little bit mistimed, a little bit premature. But so far, black hasn't any really difficult questions to answer. But this is the first real test of black's ability. What is black going to do? Is black going to permit white to take the apparent advantage of obtaining the bishop pair, obtaining a bishop with knight by capturing knight takes the bishop, which might be counterproductive because black will probably be able to develop double rooks down the foxtrot file? Or is black going to be scared of knight takes knight, which would again open up the golf file? And again, black would shuffle king hotel 8, rook golf 8, and swing the queen's rook across into the king side and look to maybe double rooks down the golf file, or even perhaps triple heavy pieces down the golf file. With one rook coming to golf 6, the queen across to golf 7 at some point, the queen's rook across to golf 8. That's a very powerful looking position. It doesn't win by force, but it does keep white under control. White has to source a lot out. So there's a few interesting questions for black to answer here. And in the game, black chose to, again, play the simplifying idea of knight takes knight on golf 4. Again, this is probably the correct idea. This really does give white a nice position now. So yet again, it seems to imply that black committed too early with foxtrot 6. Black should have arranged this, should have got the alpha 5 knight back into challenging for the centre on Charlie 6. The queen's rook should have been across on the echo file, and then maybe foxtrot 6. So black's gone too early, and is probably almost forced to... isn't actually forced, because white is not actually going to take on hotel 6. White was never going to take on hotel 6 whatsoever, because white knows there's too much activity can occur down the golf file. Whether or not black knows that potential activity was there is another question. So the question was put to black. Black decided that the piece trade on golf 4 had to occur, and black in the game plays knight takes golf 4. And white now gets a nice position for the queen. White plays queen, takes golf 4. Now the queen is active on, that's the game move, queen takes golf 4. The queen is active on the king's side. Now the white is going to be prepared to develop pieces into the king's side and just see what happens. White's got a little bit of pressure. There's a threat on the on the Echo 6 pawn for a kickoff. White can't afford to let that, black can't afford to let that go. White is immediately threatening Queen takes Echo 6 pawn check, and it's a safe pawn to take. You should have no hesitation about taking that pawn if it's up for free. Black has to defend this pawn, and for some unknown reason, which I can't understand, Black chose to defend with Rook Felix Echo Ace. The natural obvious move is to play Rook Alpha Echo Ace, and then think about transferring the Alpha Knight back to Charlie 6, bring the Queen over to Foxtrot 7, and at some point get the King off the golf file. There's no immediate threats yet for White with having the Queen on golf 4 and the Black King on golf 8, but it's just a sensible precautionary move. If your opponent puts the Queen out in an open position on the same file as your King, then a little sideways shuffle to Hotel Ace would be a very sensible precautionary move, just to avoid any tactics well in advance before this starts happening. Okay, so Black for some reason has decided that the Foxtrot Rook is going to go to the Echo file, whereas, well, all my chess experience says the Alpha Rook should come to the Echo file, and Black could then perhaps look forward to at least some activity down the semi-open Foxtrot file later. So I would say this is a mistake. I think Rook Echo Ace is a mistake. Now, it's not yet decisive for White, but the position is going to become a little difficult for Black now. And all because there's not going to be any counterplay. There's not going to be any activity. So White now has the luxury of a position where Black is defending and doesn't seem to have the option of creating activity in the immediate future. So, in the game, White just carries on and develops naturally with Knight Felix 3. It's not particularly doing anything apart from liberating the Charlie 1 bishop to potential activity somewhere. It doesn't have any threats of Bishop Hotel 6. There's not going to be any immediate checkmating threats over on the King side. What's going to happen is it's just a question of who can put their minor pieces and rooks on better squares, attempting to get pressure into each other's position. Black is going to be looking to try and get a pawn Echo 5 break, and White is going to be looking to organise the position in such a way that if the pawn Echo 5 break does occur, then it just won't be desirable. That's what White's strategy is going to be now, to just try and restrict pawn Echo 5 if possible. And ultimately, Black is always going to be left with a backward pawn on Echo 6. There's no light squared bishop to defend it because that's traded off. So Black has got a little bit more difficult position to defend, and that's all this is now. White is subtly better, but not yet winning. So White has just played Knight Foxtrot 3. Black played Queen Echo 7. Well, it's protecting the weakness. I might have been tempted to put the Queen on Foxtrot 7 myself. At some point, White is most definitely going to put Rooks on the Echo file. And having the Queen on the Echo file, even though it's behind a pawn, it just sits uncomfortably with me. At some point, the Queen is going to have to vacate the Echo file, I would suggest. So, again, Queen Echo 7. All we can say is that Black isn't defending particularly well. Black isn't doing losing moves, but Black's playing moves that just don't coordinate very well. Black's got no activity and doesn't seem to have a good idea on how to create activity as a counter threat against for White's coming activity. White's just going to build good development into the position. The possibility of now doubling rooks on the echo file should be in your mind. And that again puts pressure on the echo 6 pawn. So Black's played queen echo 7. White continues with bishop foxtrot 4, which is again challenging to prevent Black from breaking out with pawn echo 5. White now has three pieces stopping this. It would be disaster for Black to play pawn echo 5 now. It would just lose a whole pawn immediately. So White's now getting comfortable developments. Black now again begins to lose the idea of what's happening. Black can't create threats, but should be aware that White is creating threats. But Black just calmly carries on with pawn alpha 6. If Black was going to play queenside pawn activity, then I think knight Charlie 6 should have been played, followed by pawn bravo 5, pawn alpha 5, and then go pawn bravo 4. That's about the only piece of pawn activity Black can generate on the queen side, but you don't need to spend a tempo playing pawn alpha 6. There's no minor piece coming into the bravo 5 square for White, so pawn alpha 6 is a bad waste of a tempo, I would say. It should have been, if queen side activity should have been knight Charlie 6, which again is getting the knight back to have some influence in the centre. White's been playing for kingside centre piece activity, so the queenside counter activity could be a good idea, but pawn alpha 6 is again another tempo waste. White gets on with the central pressure, plays rook Felix echo 1. Game move. Black has just played pawn alpha 6. White plays rook Felix echo 1. There's no immediate threat yet, but things are beginning to build. Black carries on with rook alpha Charlie 8. Again, it doesn't actually do anything wrong, but it's not creating any activity. I think Black has a defensive idea in mind of using the rook to come to Charlie 6 at some point to protect the echo 6 pawn sideways. So if this is Black's intention, what Black is saying is that they're just going to sit here, let White build the position, and Black's really crossing their fingers and hoping that all this positional pressure will come to nothing. Well, with pieces alone, White isn't going to be able to make all this pressure count. But as we'll see, once you build a strong position, then, and the pieces can't be improved anymore for White, then you have to start thinking about how else can pressure be put on the position, and that's what's going to happen. Black is going to find it very difficult to withstand the pressure that's going to come in about 10 moves time. So White plays rook Felix echo 1, Black plays rook alpha Charlie 8, and now White just keeps the pressure building with rook echo 3. This is fairly obvious what that rook lift is about. In fact, there are two potential reasons why the rook has gone to echo 3. It allows the opportunity of doubling rooks, the bravo one coming to echo 1. That's the obvious one. But the not so obvious one is the rook on echo 3 might be able to swing across to either foxtrot 3 or golf 3. Once the foxtrot 3 knight moves out the way. It's a threat. It's in the position now. As Black just keeps shuffling defensively, White is building up attacking options Again, there's nothing concrete, yes, but you just build your position quietly, improve a piece here, improve a piece there. In fact, I would say now, no, not quite yes, but it'll be coming in a few moves times, yeah. Okay, so White's just played Rook Echo 3, Black plays Knight Charlie 6, which is beginning to understand where the knight should be. The knight should always be challenging for the centre. Black plays Knight Charlie 6, White plays the obvious Rook Bravo Echo 1. So now we have doubled rooks down the Echo file. And here's a concept I mentioned last week of one player's pieces being better than every other piece in the corresponding camp. The white queen on Gulf 4 is better than the black queen on Echo 7. The doubled rooks are better than the two black rooks on the 8th rank. The white knight on Foxtrot 3 is better than the black Charlie 6 knights because the white knight can at least invade, can go forward quite comfortably. It could go to Golf 5 or Echo 5. The black knight can't. The black knight is defending against the invasion. And the bishop on Foxtrot 4, again, is controlling more squares in the black queen side than the Foxtrot 6 bishop. So, in essence, every white piece on the board is better than every black piece. And this is just all come as a consequence of black putting the wrong rook on the echo file and then failing to activate the queen's knight across to the centre earlier and to put the alpha rook on the echo file, whereby black would at least be sitting there waiting with some possibility in the position, but at the moment black has just drifted into a rather planless position. Okay, white's just played Rook Bella Echo 1, and black retreats further with Knight Delta 8. So, it looks as if black's managing to organise a defence at last. There are going to be the Echo 8 Rook, the Queen Echo 7, the Knight Delta 8, and the Charlie 8 Rook is going to come to Charlie 6, and all this to defend the Echo 6 pawn. But what that means then is virtually all the black pieces are going to be tied down. And that then means that white then can start thinking of another means of trying to get at black. So, a defensive move. Black plays Knight Delta 8. And, well, you've got to play actively. Can't really improve the position of any of the pieces on the king side. And you don't really want to start advancing a piece into the centre yet. Knight Echo 5 would be tempting, but black would probably... black can't trade it off. Oh, yes, Knight Echo 5 might be a sensible try. It would be another question to black, see what black does. Black might well play Bishop takes Echo 5. It just looks all a little bit too early. And here's another comment I've made a few... on one of the earlier games, in as much as White's assessment of Black's play is that Black hasn't organised matters too well so far, and from White's strategy, let's give Black another opportunity to play an inaccuracy if possible. So White just calmly gets on with taking a little bit more space on the king's side and plays pawn Hector 4. Now, there's a very, what Chris might say, a deep positional understanding in why pawn Hector 5 is being played by White. It won't be immediately obvious. I mean, this just looks the move to get on with claiming kingside space, which it is. claiming kingside activity. It also takes complete control of the square golf 5. Again, piece, a minor piece could land on there soon, depending on how black handles the position. So white plays pawn, hotel 4. And black just carries on in defensive mode with rook Charlie 6. Again, well, black's just building for to attempt to construct a fortress. Black's saying the real weakness in the camp is the echo 6 pawn, which it is. White cannot get sufficient forces on it to win it yet. But if black just sits here now, the only possibility black's got of activity is to play rook bravo 6, which would be a bit cheeky, attacking the bravo 2 pawn, and white does not really want to let the bravo 2 pawn go, so would probably have to lift the echo 1 rook to echo 2. But then black's got a little bit of play on the queen side. It's nothing serious for white to handle, but it's just an annoyance that white's what white hopes is going to be an active attacking rook is going to be tied down to defending. White could, of course, retreat the echo 3 rook to echo 2, but then the option of the white rook swinging into the king's side, there's golf 3 or potentially hotel 3. These are all options in the air with which black has to be careful about. Again, there's nothing happening yet. White's got the superior position, but there's no tactics as of yet. So black has just played rook Charlie 6. And now comes a rather important move in many ways for white. I don't know if anyone's actually gone through the game, but if anyone's not gone through the game, what do you think white should, what white options are there here for white? What should white do in this position? Hello?
I think the other's microphones are probably off. And I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Knight to echo 5? No, that's...
Well, it's a possibility. It will give you bishop for knight. Well, if black takes, it would give you the bishop for the knight. The bishop, I would definitely take with the bishop on echo 5 and then start looking to bring the rooks across to the king's side. You will get some very nasty threats. Though then, of course, black can also play knight foxtrot 7 and challenge the bishop on echo 5. If white's not careful, minor pieces will trade off. And while the echo 6 pawn is a big target, white can't actually win it by force. There might be some way to shuffle around and take advantage, but I'm not convinced. I think ideally you want to keep minor pieces on for the time being.
Bishop to echo 5?
Well, again, at least one minor piece can be traded by force by black. And then maybe knight foxtrot 7 could challenge whatever captures on echo 5. And if you play pawn takes echo 5, that's a possibility that you could play takes echo 5. That's a possibility.
I know what you played, but
right.
What about instead, and I'm not really sure how that would play out, but playing knight to golf 5.
Knight to golf 5. Well, what have we got? So that would put 4 attacking units on the echo 6 pawn, And black has 4 defensive units on the Echo 6 pawn. Yeah. It can't be won by force, but it's a possibility.
The bishop might want to deal with the knight.
Yeah, I think with black's mentality so far in this game, every time there has been an opportunity to trade pieces, black has decided to trade pieces. Now, you can't always guarantee that just because on 2 previous occasions at the first opportunity a player has traded pieces, that they will always trade pieces. But I think in all likelihood, knight golf 5 would be met by bishop takes golf 5 for black. Again, you do not trade queens in this position, so white would not be captured with the queen. I would be tempted to take with the bishop. The queen has to go somewhere, and then the bishop can capture on delta 8. Bishop gives itself up for the knight and removes one of the key defenders to the Echo 6 pawn. Depending where the black queen went, imagine the queen went delta 7, then black plays queen takes delta 8, and now according to my reckoning, white would have 3 pieces attacking the Echo 6 pawn, and black only having 2 defenders. Depending on how black were captured on delta 8, white can win a pawn, but we might end up in a queen and pawn ending. After knight golf 5, bishop takes golf 5, bishop takes golf 5, queen delta 7. White plays bishop takes delta 8. Black plays queen takes delta 8. White takes echo 6. Black plays, say, the Charlie rook takes echo 6. White rook takes rook echo 6. Black rook takes rook echo 6. And white goes queen takes pawn echo 6, and we have a queen and pawn ending, and it's check as well, where white is a queen ahead. Sorry, white is a pawn ahead. If white can find a means to trade queens, this is a one king and pawn ending. But on the other hand, if black manages to, the king will probably go to hotel 8, play pawn Hector 6, without any possible checkmates. And now white has to carefully nurture that. I don't know if that's a one queen and pawn ending. I'd fancy my chances of winning it. But on the other hand, if I was black, I'd be thinking, I'd get some activity here. There's an awful lot of hard work to be done. Of course, white didn't have to trade every piece off. White could have just left the tension in the position. Knight golf 5 is tempting. And you could also actually consider taking with the hotel pawn. And considering then pushing moves like pawn, golf 6, you can get some definitely dynamic play. Actually, taking with the hotel pawn does seem to have distinct possibilities of putting the Echo 3 rook onto the hotel file and then lining the queen up on the hotel file as well. Weaknesses are beginning to occur. So I think knight golf 5 is possibly playable.
Also, perhaps queen to hotel 5 in order to get the g-pawn into play. If you can get the g-pawn to 5, the bishop is trapped.
It is indeed. After queen to 5, black tried pawn golf 6. Back to golf 4. And just say, you've given me the opportunity now of levering open the king side with pawn hotel 5 at some point. Maybe the hotel foxtrot knight can move out the way to hotel 2, put the rook on the hotel or golf files, build again. Queen hotel 5 is a distinct opportunity. You've got the right idea. The golf pawn is going to come in. Now, this comes back to what I said earlier about every white piece being better than every black piece. It is. The white rooks, two minor pieces, the queen, they're all better by comparison, but it's not yet at the point of breakthrough. You need more reinforcements, and the only reinforcements you've got left are pawns. We've already started the kingside advance with Hotel 4, so it has to be the golf pawn. Only it's where you put your queen that matters. Queen Hotel 5 might be met by Queen Foxtrot 7. And that might be a slight annoyance, because you don't want to trade queens. You'd have to admit strategic defeat. Come back to Queen Golf 4, eat a little bit of humble pie, and then find the better way of organising Pawn Golf 4. So, does that more or less indicate what White's game move is? Okay, White in the game plays Queen Hotel 3. It still keeps the pressure on the Echo 6 pawn, but now the Golf pawn is free to advance. And as just pointed out, Golf 4, Golf 5 is a powerful threat. And if Black ever plays one of the pawns on the Golf 4 Hotel file, if White can induce one of these pawns to move, then a weakness will occur. Whether it's Hotel 6, then again, Golf 5 is going to be a potential opening point. And if Black instead decides to play pawn Golf 6, then maybe the hotel pawn can march forward. Perhaps having thrown pawn Golf 5 first, then the hotel pawn. And things are beginning to happen in front of the Black King. It's not yet decisive, but it's beginning to look that. Beginning to look as if Black's got some serious problems now. And all this has come about because Black was never able to come up with the possibility of defending the position with counter activity as a possibility, and that would have involved the alpha rook belonging on Echo 8, the queen on Foxtrot 7, and Black having a rook down the Foxtrot file, which would have kept a lot more threats in the position for Black. Okay. So in the game, White plays Queen Hotel 3, and it's obvious what's going to happen. Golf is going to start storming for White. Black has got to do something. I would probably have done King Hotel 8. It's very difficult finding, well, lots of moves which Black can do which do nothing wrong. But it's not very easy trying to find moves that do something right. And that's what happens when you're in a strategically worse position. Your options to play moves that don't create problems for you are dramatically diminished. White can play some very casual moves and no real harm will come to the position. But Black can't really start thinking of casual moves now. In the game, Black played Knight Foxtrot 7. Perhaps the idea was to come Knight Delta 6 and drop the Knight in on Echo 4. And a Knight on Echo 4 would be rather annoying because it would reduce all the heavy piece activity down the Echo file. White could briefly consider giving up an exchange on Echo 4, but for a pawn, I don't think that's worth it. I don't think the remaining minor pieces would do a good job. Now, so Black has possibly the option of trying to plant a knight on Echo 4, which would be a little bit of an annoyance. So White carries on with pawn Golf 4. And yet again, now the awkward placement of the Black Queen on Echo 7 is revealed because the bishop on Foxtrot 6 is now in danger of being snared. So Black hasn't got time for this knight Delta 6 to Echo 4 plan. White plays pawn Golf 4 and Black plays pawn Hotel 6. It wouldn't really have mattered which way round Black had done the pawns. One of the pawns or the queen had to move. Had Black instead decided to move the queen to, say, Delta 7, which would again keep three defences on the Echo 6 pawn. White could probably charge in with pawn golf 5. The bishop probably retreats to bishop has to retreat to delta 8. And white could then consider putting the queen back on the golf file maybe, or advanced pawn hotel 5, see what happens. And sooner or later, one of these pawns is going to advance to the 6th rank, which will fork an attack on a pawn and a knight, which means that when a pawn hits golf 6, black cannot just slide past the pawn hotel 6 because a piece will be attacked. Black would ideally like to lock up the kingside pawn structure and just hope that there just isn't enough pressure in the position for white to find a breakthrough other than sacrificing a piece somewhere. So black has to play one of the pawns or move the queen. In the game, black chose pawn hotel 6. If it had it been golf 6, I think white could push pawn golf 5, hitting the bishop. The bishop got to golf 7. And I think pawn hotel 5, and it's beginning to break open in front of the black king. White then can start looking for moves. In fact, pawn... I won't give away the plan yet, but we'll see what happens later. There's a very nice little manoeuvre sitting in the position now that white has played pawn golf two to golf 4. Okay, so in the game, black played hotel 6. We can't really criticise this. I think black is probably strategically lost now. It's not yet decisive, but it's just so very difficult to defend. Sooner or later, something will give. Black will lose a pawn. And then having lost the pawn, black will get some counteractivity for a while. But if handled correctly, it should just fizzle out. And white will emerge just a safe pawner, regroup, and then go into a late middle game ending, having achieved the pressure, having achieved one of a pawn. That's how I would envisage the game going with after pawn golf 6. Okay, black's just played pawn hotel 6. Now comes, again, another very good move by white, which keeps flexibility in the position. We're not going to commit yet. We're just building again. So, does anyone hasn't?
King 2, golf 2.
With the idea? And what's the idea of this?
Rook to hotel 1. When the pawn breaks open, then there's a mate on the H5.
Yeah, the king is going to be perfectly safe on golf 2. There's no way black can get at it, not with all these, the massive white pieces, the queen, the bishop, the knight, and the echo 3 rook. So once the rook transfers to the hotel, despite the fact it's been doing a good job on echo 1, the rook, just because a piece is doing well on one square, doesn't mean you should consider a different future for it on a different square. So, king golf 2 is the game move by white. Well, black carries on with pawn bella 5. Might as well do something. Again, it's difficult to... it's unfair to criticise black, black's just waiting to see if white can clinch this one. White does indeed decide that rook hotel 1 should come first. You could commit to opening up with pawn golf 5. You might have to be to lose a pawn on golf 5 for activity. If you gave up the pawn first on golf 5, to idea to pawn takes, one of the minor pieces takes, because be aware that black has got three pieces. There's a knight, foxtrot 7, the bishop, foxtrot 6, and the queen, echo 7. And white has only got two pieces on that. So white has to be careful about timing a pawn golf 5 break. And the idea is that when pawn golf 5 comes in, with the rook now sitting on hotel one, the threat is sitting in the position before the pawn break comes. It's all about timing the pawn break now. And it would have been very tempting to go golf five and think I'm going to smash through. But no, prepare the break with rook hotel one. And this, I think, is now decisive for white. I think this position is probably indefensible for black. Black tries queen delta eight. Since the pressure has been taken off the echo six pawn, by the rook moving to hotel one, black decides that the queen doesn't have to defend the echo six pawn as well. Well, it either works or it doesn't now. So we're going to go for it. White plays pawn, golf five. Now, bear in mind what we've just analysed, that there's a potential pawn loss here. Black has in fact got a pawn, knight, bishop, queen, four defenders. White has only got knight, bishop, pawn. White's only got three defenders. So pawn, golf five is apparently giving up a pawn. But what would happen is, in fact, black didn't in fact take it, but we can analyse. Pawn takes pawn, pawn takes pawn. It doesn't matter which way round black decides to take the minor piece. We are minor piece. Let's assume knight takes knight, knight takes pawn. White plays, it's very important now, white plays bishop takes golf five. Black must play bishop takes golf five. So now black's got a bishop on golf five attacked by the foxtrot three knights, but it's defended by the delta eight queen. White doesn't trade. White plays queen, hotel eight, check, supported by this rook that's manoeuvred across to hotel one. The black king comes to Felix seven, and white now has queen, hotel five, check, which attacks the foxtrots, the golf five bishop. There's no way if the black king can't come to defend it, because if king foxtrot six, the black king cuts off the defence from the queen delta eight. So effectively, white can push pawn golf five, and black can't win it. Black can't win a pawn. Just to go over the analysis again, there was a different capture there. After pawn golf five, the proposed line is hotel takes golf five, white hotel takes golf five. Now we do the pieces another way round. Black plays bishop takes pawn golf five. Again, the key move to this is that white is looking to have a double attack on whatever minor piece sits on golf five. So white again plays bishop takes golf five. Black plays knight takes golf five. Yes, again, white comes in with the queen invasion of queen hotel eight, check, which forces the king to foxtrot seven. The white queen comes back down the hotel file to queen hotel five, check. And again, the knight on golf five is doubly attacked, only once defended, and is lost. So white has managed to build a position whereby a dynamic pawn break can be achieved, and if black starts capturing trading, it's a lost position. So black is forced in the game to play bishop echo seven. Now the pieces are beginning not to coordinate for black at all. Previously, black was hoping to set up a fortress with the minor pieces, the heavy pieces, all revolving around trying to protect the echo six pawn. White realized this, the pressure on the echo six pawn alone is not enough, and had to therefore come up with a plan of advancing the kingside pawns. Having induced one weakness in the black position, the echo six pawn, one weakness is not always enough. You have to try and create a second weakness elsewhere on the board, and then the two weaknesses become too much for the defender to handle. And this is what has happened. With white finding the plan of advancing the hotel pawn, retreating the queen off the golf file, get the golf pawn moving, support with the hotel rook. This maneuvering is what's inducing the second weakness. Black plays bishop echo 7, and now comes the winning move, or what is in fact the winning move. And again, it's not all that obvious. So, anyone any ideas who hasn't actually seen the game move, please?
Pawn golf 6.
Sorry, another suggestion there?
I'm thinking rook takes echo 6.
Oh, you just want to take the pawn? Mm. Yeah, okay.
Just take it. Then the other rook can also swing to the king side.
Oh, you're just quite happy to take the pawn and, I suppose I can't see anything wrong with that, so I don't know if I didn't, I must have considered that during the game. I don't remember, yeah, I've got the right position. Am I giving you the right position here? Maybe my braille is inaccurate here. I don't recall in my hang on. Yes, this is correct. Yes, the position is correct. The black queen is on delta 8. So we can in fact win a pawn safely. And as you point out, the hotel rook can come back. There's still a lot of pressure. I don't think we're losing a pawn on golf 5 because the queen pins the foxtrot 7. There might be a... After rook takes, queen takes, black would have a cheap shot in playing bishop takes pawn golf 5. The queen on echo 6 would be attacked by the echo 8 rook. So you're not really winning a pawn. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you explained it.
Because queen would have to move. I get the king side might open up favourably, but it's... Yeah. Okay, if nothing better in the position, but I think there is, and the suggested move is pawn golf 6, and that was, again, the game move, pawn golf 6. Now, this really does create problems for black. Again, this just shows the disadvantage of having a suggested position. The foxtrot 7 knight has to move. It can't come to the 5th rank. Golf 5, echo 5, covered by white pawns. Delta 8, the retreat square occupied by the queen. It's either knight, hotel 8, a retreat, or slightly moving forward, knight delta 6. Knight delta 6 interferes with the defence of the rook from Charlie 6, which is an annoyance. And then white can really consider taking this echo 6 pawn. So knight delta 6 just loses the echo 6 pawn for free. Knight delta 8 on the other, knight hotel 8 is... Sorry about this. Knight hotel 8 is the only move to avoid immediate defeat. But sadly, it just heads into an endgame defeat. If you imagine the knight going to hotel 8, white just calmly defends the golf 6 pawn with pawn hotel 5. And now we ask ourselves, how is the hotel 8 knight ever going to get back into the game? And the answer is, it can't. The foxtrot, unless white manages to lose the restraining hotel 5 and golf 6 pawns. In essence, if black retreats knight hotel 8, which is the only way to continue the game, pawn hotel 5, and the best black can do is give up a knight for a pawn at some point. But that's just going to be a totally lost ending. And then all white need do is slowly regroup the pieces in the centre, put pressure on the echo 6 pawn, The way that would be done would be to take the hotel rook to the echo file. It's done its job on the hotel file, the threat. Now, don't be afraid just because a piece has done a, you've moved a piece to a square once, that it has to stay there to justify moving it there in the first place. Move a piece to a square, and once the job in that area of the board is complete, then the piece doesn't really have a reason to stay there. Just put it back on a more active square, echo one. White would then regroup by knight, golf one, drop the bishop back from Felix four to perhaps golf three, and the knight from golf one goes echo two to Felix four. And from Felix four, at last, another piece has been brought to bear on the sad echo six pawn of black, and black will find that virtually impossible. So if the kingside closed up with knight, hotel eight, pawn, hotel five, the white rook doubles down the echo file, the white knight on foxtrot three regroups to attack the echo six pawn from foxtrot four, and that's it, game over. The black knight is trapped in a corner, can't come out other than giving itself up in a kamikaze mission, and it's a relatively simple win then for white. So pawn golf six is played. Black in the game played knight delta six check. No, it's not check, sorry. Knight delta six. Well, what did we have about six moves ago? Black had a rook on echo eight, a rook on Charlie six, a queen on echo seven, and a knight on delta eight. Black had four pieces, all defending the echo six pawn. And now look at this. Black has no defense to the echo six pawn. Somebody want to speak there, yeah? No? So, isn't that amazing? All this manoeuvring by white in the centre kingside has slowly but surely stripped away the four defenders who shuffled, who were more or less forced to shuffle themselves out of the way of defending the echo six pawn. So, this game is more or less over, but how do we complete this? Anyone who hasn't seen the game continuation like to see how the game ends?
Knight to e5.
It's not a nice positional move.
And then
black might come in with knight echo 4 just to annoy you.
Yes. And then you can move knight to f7.
Yes, you can indeed establish a knight on foxtrot 7 if you want. It's not the most incisive continuation now. Remember that black previously had four defenders to the echo six pawn.
Take
with what though?
The queen, then it's check.
And it's check, yes it is indeed check. Isn't it amazing? About 10 moves ago, I can't be sure, it's about that. It's now move what? It's now move 31. I could look back. Quick look, 22. 3. In fact, it was less than 5. Maybe. Yeah, I think it's only in about 7 moves, 8 moves maybe. The four defenders of the echo 6 pawn have been effectively pushed around and interfered with. So, the game move is indeed queen takes echo 6 check. And now it really is gone for black. Any ideas what black should do here? There's three legal moves. Unfortunately, knight Felix 7 would attack the black queen, but, it's doubly attacked by a queen and pawn. White's got the luxury of, in fact, playing pawn takes the knight with check, and then pawn takes the rook, promoting to a queen with check, and I think too much material will go. Knight Felix 7, attacking, exposing the attack on the white queen is not good enough, so it has to be a king move.
King to h8?
I would say king to foxtrot 8 to avoid a fork with the white knight, echo 5, foxtrot 7.
That's a possibility, but don't forget you've got a knight on delta 6 to protect the foxtrot 7 square. Again, the concept of knight echo 5 coming in to foxtrot 7 check, which would force a piece trade, and then maybe the pawn could capture. Even though the white queen is attacked, white is threatening to play pawn takes echo 8, promoting to a queen with check. Well, the best defensive try is in fact king hotel 8, despite the fact it's absolutely abysmal. I'm not quite sure how. Oh, was there a, I think there might be a dynamic. No, there isn't. There isn't. It's not open anymore. I think after what would it be? There was. I know there was definitely strong position here. I can't honestly remember what the continued attack was against King Hotel 8. Ah, that was it. After King Hotel 8, you don't attack. You just take the Delta 5 pawn. The Delta 5 pawn, again, is unprotected. And that also gets your queen out of the potential firing line of the Echo 8 rook. So that's it. After King Hotel 8, just simply queen takes pawn, delta 5. Your two pawns up. You can just afford to mass the pieces in the centre now. Black's still very awkwardly placed. The pieces aren't coordinating. Black will now begin to get some activity. This is one of the strange paradoxes of having middle game pressure. When you put pressure on a position like white has put on black, and black decides to defend, the pieces become tied up in defending. But as soon as the threat is executed and you start winning that weakness, the echo 6 pawn and the delta 5 pawn along the way, all of a sudden the black pieces, which were tied down to defending, haven't got anything to defend anymore. And consequently, they're going to get some activity for a while. It's not going to be a winning advantage in the activity, but some threats will occur. So this is one of the paradoxes about having a strategically won game. As soon as you win your material, your opponent will get a lot of, will quite often get a lot of activity, and you have to take this into account, and then you have to be prepared to switch your mindset from having been squeezing your opponents to just force them to get slightly worse, and then another weakness until the position begins to collapse. Once you win the material, all those pieces are free to go elsewhere, and so you have to also be aware of this when you do start taking the reward of all your hard work, that you've got to be able to cope with the black activity. So after King Hotel 8, queen takes delta 5, white's two very comfortable pawns up, and can just regroup and slowly challenge the black pieces. And there's also now a delta 4 pawn, which is now going to become passed and can become active as well. So King Hotel 8 loses to queen takes delta 5 in a very long-term fashion, but the game move was King Foxtrot 8, and this just seems to lose immediately. Anyone not seen the game? How does white proceed?
I think perhaps bishop takes knight.
With the idea of what? Black can capture that in two ways, as rook takes delta 6, or this either bishop takes delta 6, which uncovers an attack on the white queen.
Yeah, and then queen foxtrot 7.
Is checkmate. It is indeed. White in the game plays bishop takes delta 6. And black did in fact play rook takes delta 6, and the queen did come into foxtrot 7 mate. If black does nothing, white can just play bishop takes... the threat is queen foxtrot 7 mate anyway. Black's got no choice, it's just a whole piece down. The king foxtrot 8 was a mistake. In fact, let's retract the position. Put the white bishop back on foxtrot 4. Put the black knight back on delta 6. And put the black king back on gulf 8. This was after we came in with queen takes echo 6 check. The white bishop is on foxtrot 4, and put the black bishop, black knight, black on delta 6. And, oh no, that's lost. Well, I was thinking, would you like to have a look at the, just to prove that the knight hotel 8 idea was totally lost, or are you just happy to accept that one? How enthusiastic are you?
No, I think time-wise, I definitely will accept it. Perhaps if we do an endgame lecture at some stage, we can look at that.
You might have wanted to see the slight manoeuvring. The game would have gone a lot longer. White would have had to shuffle the pieces around, as I stated, bringing the rooks back to the centre, manoeuvre the knights to attack the Echo 6 pawn. But once the knight is stranded on Hotel 8, its only way out is to either give itself up on a Golf 6 pawn or give itself up on Foxtrot 7, and that's, well, effective suicide anyway, so. Okay, the game ended dramatically quickly. Perhaps Black saw the idea and played what we call a 50% move. Either you lose or you don't lose. I know that sounds a bit silly, but it was the game was going to be over immediately or not, depending on whether White saw the checkmate. And obviously White had seen the threat of the checkmate. So perhaps Black was just getting very depressed and decided King Hotel 8 keeps the game going, lose a second pawn, and there's just no fun in the game whatsoever, and decided to just go, well, I either get checkmated or perhaps I'll get some activity, and it was checkmate. So there you have it.
Oh, Paul, thank you. That was another great game. So who stuck it out with us until now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm still here also.
I'm still here.
Brett, you're still there with us? Okay, never mind. Well, guys, thank you very much. We might have Len Falloon join us next week. He indicated he would like to regularly attend as well. So, Paul, if you have the patience, we seem to be slowly but surely growing.
Okay.